Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, did you ever think what would happen if every single fellow and girl in the country ate Wheaties for breakfast every single morning? Well, for one thing, I'd sure have a soft job on this Jack Armstrong program. Yes, if all you friends of mine were regular, everyday Wheaties fans, there wouldn't be much announcing for me to do except to remind you to keep a good supply of Wheaties on hand. But actually, it's not quite that easy. You see, we happen to have a few tough customers scattered here and there who haven't yet tried these famous whole wheat flakes. Now, if you happen to be one of my tough customers, I'd like to ask you a question. Now tell me, when you come down for breakfast in the morning, do you kind of slouch in with a chip on your shoulder, an appetite like a canary, and a grouch that would scare a grizzly bear? Or do you really look forward to your morning meal and pitch into it like any hungry young American ought to? Well, whether your answer is yes or no depends a lot, I think, on what you know about Wheaties Breakfast of Champions. Because to me, there are two kinds of people. Those who just eat breakfast and those who really enjoy it. Yes, there are those who are just ordinary breakfast eaters and those who are Wheaties eaters. Next time you get a chance, ask a good loyal Wheaties fan why he's so completely sold on his Breakfast of Champions. And I'll bet he tells you it's the flavor that makes Wheaties his favorite breakfast dish. You see, Wheaties are made from a specially selected kind of wheat, a type of whole wheat that's chosen for its sweet, mellow, sun-ripened flavor. Then, these fine, plump wheat berries are blended with pure malt syrup, seasoned with a touch of sugar and salt, and then gently toasted to crisp perfection. The result? A grand, tempting flavor second to none. The famous second helping flavor of Wheaties, America's favorite whole wheat flakes. Now, I could go on for a long time about that Wheaties flavor. But the only way that you could get to know that flavor is to try Wheaties for yourself. And until you do that, until you actually taste those crisp whole wheat flakes, I think you're missing out on some of the best doggone breakfast eating that was ever invented. So, if you haven't yet joined the big parade of Wheaties fans, switch over tomorrow morning. Find out how really good your breakfast can be when it starts with plenty of milk, fruit, and Wheaties. Breakfast of Champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong and his friends are in a high-speed motorboat that is running wild in dangerous waters.
Uncle Jim, I can't get to the wheel.
You have to, Jack, or we'll all be killed.
Tiger Yeager, the Nazi, is responsible for the desperate situation Jack and the rest are in. It was he who threw the throttle wide open and then dived overboard to escape capture. Tiger Yeager is the man who now holds the valuable message sticks that were stolen from Dr. Cortland. The German tried to get Uncle Jim to give him a translation of the secrets contained on the sticks. When Uncle Jim refused, Yeager threatened to make them prisoners aboard his cruiser. Our friends were held at the point of guns, but in a lightning-like movement, Jack and Uncle Jim overpowered the two men who were guarding them. The men were thrown overboard, and as Jack turned the captured Tommy gun on Yeager, the Nazi opened the throttle and plunged into the water. Come on, let's see what's happening.
Grab that wheel, Jack. The motorboat's running wild.
We're going to crash into those reeds. Look out, Billy. Let me at that wheel.
No, good grief, we can't. Oh, Jack, mercy, there I go.
Boy, that almost knocked me off. Wipe me, too. We'll take the bottom out of her. For the love of Mike, get that wheel. Almost had it. We hit. Got it now.
Hard over, Jack. Hard over.
Quick. We'll be torn to pieces.
Hold on. Boy, we just missed that coral head. I'll throttle down now. Oh, that's better. Did you see what that Nazi Yeager tried to do?
I certainly did. When he saw we got the Tommy guns, he stepped up the motor to high speed and headed us right into these reefs.
We're not out of danger yet, Jack.
I'll say we're not. Boy, we're sure right in among plenty of reefs. Look at all that white water around us.
Oh, if every one of those white caps means a ridge of coral, why, we'll never get out of here.
That's just what every one of those wave crests means, Betty. There are ridges of coral underneath.
We hit that first reef plenty hard.
We certainly did. It sounded as something tore loose. Wouldn't you better lift up those floorboards and see if we're taking water?
I'll do it. Oh, watch it, Betty. I can't lift it while you're standing on it.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's water in the bilge, all right. But I can't figure out whether there's more than there should be or not.
Oh, there's plenty. Look, Uncle Jim.
Yes, we're taking in a little. Not as much as I was afraid we were. We hit pretty hard that time.
Well, I'll say we did. I cracked my head a good one. Maybe this motorboat is built stouter than we thought. I'll put the floorboards back.
It'll have to be built strong if we hope to get out of these reefs.
Oh, mercy, look at them. How on earth did we ever get in among them?
That guy Yeager was steering mighty close to them all the time. Doughboy, hold on. Gotta make a sudden turn here.
Oh, quick, grab something, Billy. Look out. Oh, Jack, can you make it?
Boy, we're going right over the top of this ledge of coral.
Look at the waves piling over it. If we hit for corners,
we're going to get over, but not by much. Gee whiz. If only that extra power did it, Uncle Jim. I'd better throttle down again.
Jack, the tide is ripping through these passes everywhere you look. That man Yeager deliberately turned the boat into this nest of coral reefs before he jumped overboard.
Sure he did. He figured we'd be wrecked before we could get control of things.
Probably afraid we'd turn these Tommy guns on him and the guards while they were still in the water.
Jack, Yeager figured we would. He threw the motorboat over and headed it for the reef just so we'd be so busy saving our own lives we'd forget about him.
I see him and his guards. All three of them. There they are. Swimming out there.
Yes, that's Yeager and his guards, all right.
Oh, boy. Those birds are going to have trouble. That's some swim to that cruiser.
Look at that tide coming through here.
And those combers breaking against that coral. Wow, listen.
Yeah, that's the worst line of breakers I've ever seen.
Watch it. Watch it. We'll be in that pass in a few seconds.
I can feel the boat being lifted now. Better step on it, Jack.
Don't let it get away from you.
Gee whiz, Jack. Watch it. You're going to hit. When you gonna turn?
Everything's okay. Relax, Billy. Now to cut down speed.
Okay now, Jack. Can you make it? It's a sharp turn.
And not much room. No, you're gonna hit. Look out!
Reverse, Jack. Fast. Full speed astern.
Right. I'm watching. We're gonna hit.
We're on the reef. We've hit.
You're pulling right off. And your toes there, Jack. You don't want to back into trouble. There we are. Good work, Jack. That was clever maneuvering.
We're not out of the woods yet. No, Jack, careful.
Right. There's some bad water ahead of us. At that big reef.
Yes, that last barrier out there looks mighty solid.
There doesn't seem to be any way through it.
Looks to me as if we had a hurdle or two before we reached there.
There are a couple of tight places. But nothing as bad as that last one until we get to that big one ahead.
I've heard about the Great Barrier Reef around Australia.
Well, this isn't the Great Barrier Reef, Betty. That begins quite a ways north here. But these coral formations may be ridges of coral that lead out to the Great Barrier.
Well, if that's any worse than this stretch, I don't want anything to do with it.
I don't either. Oh, Jack, there are white caps ahead. Look.
I see it, Betty. The tide's still running out. I don't think this would be so tough if the tide were high.
No, you're right.
Why wouldn't it be common sense to anchor in here between these coral formations until the tide gets high?
That would be a good idea if that cabin cruiser weren't out there with Tiger Yeager on it.
Oh, I forgot them. There they are. Yeager must be on board. They seem to be circling around beyond the reefs out there. Looks as if they were in a channel.
They are. I'm afraid they're after us. I see Tiger Yeager's game now. He headed us into this mess of coral, figuring on the chance we'd be smashed up and stranded in here.
Well, what good would that do him?
He wants to take us prisoners.
It looks that way. That cruiser looks as if it was trying to work around and get ahead of us.
That's just what it's doing. If we should ever get over that reef up ahead there, he'd probably come swooping down on us.
This is a lot faster boat than that cruiser. Uncle Jim, look how close he's working in toward the reef.
I hope he hangs himself up on one.
Oh, that'd be too much to expect. Oh, watch it, Jack. Watch it. Or we'll be the ones who get hung up.
It's getting bad again. Look at that hunk of coral we just missed.
Oh, there's another. Off there to starboard.
We won't hit it.
Water looks fairly green over there, Jack. Green and deep.
I'm hoping it is. There's more room out there to maneuver for a position to run over that big reef.
Oh, Jack, those breakers pile up terribly high along that reef.
Yeah. All except that one narrow spot right over there. See where I'm heading? The big waves go right over the reef there without going to pieces. That means a pass.
Yes, or at least a low spot in the reef.
We can get on top of a wave and ride the crest. We may get over the reef.
Oh, Jack, I hope we can.
It's our only chance. I'm going to try it.
Good grief!
Hey, they're firing at us. Look out!
Another one, look out! Jaeger knows that we're going to try to run over that reef.
Right, and he's trying to stop us, even if he has to blow us to pieces.
Maybe he thinks he can make us change our minds. Hold on. He knows that if we can hurdle this last barrier, we'll have clear sailing.
And probably plenty of power to show him our heels.
Right. So he's trying to stop us, chase us back, make us change our minds.
Boy, oh boy, if one of those shells hits us, good night.
Say, look at that cruiser out there. He's put on a burst of speed.
Yeah, that cruiser's fast, too.
I'll tell the world. It's circling this way, trying to head us off.
He's maneuvering to get into position so that if we do get over that reef, we'll come within easy cannon range.
Well, how about some more speed?
I don't want to try to climb over that reef going too fast. If we miscalculate the depth and hit...
Right. We'll tear the bottom out of this boat. But I'm afraid we've got to move faster, Jack. That cruiser may cut us off.
Or blow us up. Mercy! Oh, listen to that shell!
Well, that's going to be close!
That was close. Doggone it, we've got to get out of here. I'm going to run for that spot in the reef now.
See if you can time it so that you and the crest of the wave hit the reef at the same time.
Right. That's what I'm going to try to do. Half speed now, but stand by.
Oh, look out there, Jack. There's a big wave coming in.
It sure is. If that'll strike that low spot, and we can climb up over it, we'll be safe.
Looks as if it'll just about come over at that low point, Jack.
It sure does. Now to step up the motor just a little bit more.
Say, that cruiser is traveling. Jack, this is going to be a close call. Touch and go.
Wow, that was close. Full speed ahead. This is it.
Say, we really are picking up speed.
Oh, don't miss that low spot, Jack.
I won't. I just hope the wave doesn't.
It's coming in fast. We're climbing the forward slope.
Now, if it only doesn't break.
We're climbing. No, mercy, it is going to break. There it goes.
But we're climbing. We're riding on top.
We're going to make it.
Just by the skin of our teeth.
Oh, another coat of paint on the bottom and we wouldn't have.
Watch that cruiser, Jack. She's closing in fast.
Hey, I'll say she is. Oh, boy, Jack, pour on the gas.
Give it all she'll take, Jack. We've got to our rudder.
Oh, they're shooting again. Hold on.
We've got to get out of cannon range or we'll be sunk. Those shells are coming too close.
And that cruiser's really roaring along, too. Oh, Jack, we're in a tight spot.
If she heads us off, we're licked. They'll sink this power boat and take us prisoners.
Oh, Jack, you've got to make it.
Tiger Jaeger on board that cruiser seems determined to prevent Jack and Uncle Jim from getting away to go on that expedition to the land of the Fire Queen. Let's hope that none of those shells reach their mark. If one does, it'll be just too bad for Jack and his companions. Be sure, all of you, to listen in tomorrow to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and the Flying Tiger. Now, tomorrow morning, while you're enjoying your breakfast, I hope you'll remember that those crisp Wheaties flakes make a mighty good afternoon snack, too, or a tasty dish before you go to bed at night. Lots of fellas and girls all over the country have learned that any time's the right time for milk, fruit, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions. And once you try an afternoon or evening Wheaties snack, I'm sure you'll agree 100%.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.